Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin Radlin here again with you to share the Word of God with you on our radio program and podcast. We're just so glad that you decided to turn the light of Jesus Christ on in your life in this moment and sit and have a 30-minute break of just a time in the Word, and we're just going to talk about a topic and just go through some different things in the Word of God and look at some different things. And I always like to do that with a co-host. My co-host today is Martita Stanton. Martita, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thank you for having me again.
You're a staple, yeah. Fixture.
I love
being here.
You know, as you said that for 30 minutes to hear the Word or to spend time with the Lord, it is nice that we can spend the time with the Lord all the time. So if you're driving, if you're shopping, if you're working, you can have it on the background and be connected to the Lord at all times, which is the goal. The goal is not to say, well, I got up and I said my prayer and then I'll talk to him tonight when I go to sleep. The goal is to talk to him all day long.
All day. Take God with you everywhere.
Exactly.
In every situation, good, bad, hard, easy, you know, difficult situations. God wants to be there with you.
If you go onto the beach, if you go play tennis, if you're playing basketball, bring him with you. He will love to be there with you.
I love surfing with Jesus.
Yes.
You know, he never brings a board, though.
But he's right there with you.
He goes boardless.
He can walk on the water.
I'm being silly, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
But I do. It's one of the greatest times. I think God speaks to us a lot of times in different areas of our lives about situations if we'll just take the time to listen.
Yes.
He's always speaking. We just got to tune in. It's like you tuned into this radio station. You know, God's always broadcasting. He's always talking. He's always out there waiting for anybody that will tune in to his frequency and to his voice. And then he begins to speak. So with that in mind, what do you think the topic is for us today, Martita?
I like it because it's on strength.
Yes. You know, and I kind of brought this topic and then you brought a little bit more. So we're probably going to do a double program on strength. But, you know, mine was this. The Bible has a lot to say about finding strength and courage in difficult times. And I feel like the world is in a difficult time right now. There's a lot of pressure on people. There's inflation. There's financial stress. There's demonic influence like crazy around us. And, you know, with all the political uprising and upheavals and the LGBTQ, I don't even know all the acronyms for it, but it's, you know, and there's a lot of different things that I would consider difficult happening. You know, look at this generation of kids that are coming up right now and what they're having to endure compared to what we had to endure.
That's crazy.
In our lives.
The confusion, the pressure, the fear, the uncertainty right now, it's everywhere.
Sure.
I mean, look at when COVID hit. You think, oh, changes happen every 10 years. When COVID hit, the whole world changed.
In an instant.
And it never went back.
Right. Same thing happened in 9/11.
Exactly.
Everything shifted. Everything changed.
In one moment, everything can shift.
Right.
And what are we looking at? And who are we holding on to? What beliefs are we holding on to?
Sure.
That because when we listen to all this pressure and everything, I mean, kids are going to school and they're being told, oh, you're not your sex. And they're like, what do you mean? You know, they're being confused.
Yeah.
And the pressure.
Purposefully.
Yes. And the pressure that is there, and they don't know how to act and what to do. And then there's so many broken families from pressures of finances and all these things that are coming on into the families that everybody's lost.
Yeah. And I think what we really want to bring to the table in saying all of that is that you need strength.
Yes.
In today's day and age, to live your life as a believer.
Yes.
To live your life as a Christian, to walk the Christian life in today's day and age. And as it gets even darker and darker, our light is going to shine even yes. brighter and brighter, and it's going to be easier for the world to see us and spot us and come after us. So I want to kind of talk a little bit on this program about the world wants to steal your strength. The world is, you know, coming for that, you know, and strength comes from God, and it comes from our faith in Him. But if you look at in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, it says, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength, and they will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." And I believe that there's a tremendous need for us to have strength in the Lord in the days that we're living. And all of this happens through faith.
Being connected to the Lord is the key. Okay, and here it says, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their
yeah,
strength."
So
as I am attached to the Lord, okay, He's the branch. Well, He's the vine, and we're the branches.
Right.
If you cut me off, I'm on my own. I'm going to die. But if I'm stuck and I'm growing in that vine,
sure.
I get stronger and stronger. And that's what we need to do to be able to get attached to it. And then the more we do that, the strength will come up. The light will shine more. And the people out there that need the Lord are going to look and say, "I need what you got."
Absolutely.
We need to live by example. And because if we live in the flesh, it's impossible. It's just, if we try to do it on our own strength, it's not going to happen. We need the strength of the Lord.
Yeah, that's what I love about Lighthouse right now and where we're at as a church, Martita, is I feel like we are really a great place for people to be grafted in, for people to come. We've got something going on every night of the week just about.
Yes.
At our church, and there's something for everybody here. I'm really impressed recently with our Thursday night classes. We've been doing it's practical application Bible college. It's
yes.
not just book study, but it's learning and seeing how to find all the different things that we need to succeed in this life today. And it's available for anybody. It's free. There's no charge. We want to invite you.
Oh my
come
gosh!
Come out
yeah.
on Thursday nights. You don't have to go to our church.
The different exactly.
Come. Just come.
If you want to learn more about the Word and how to apply it to today, because a lot of people read it and they go, "Oh, that's a book of history. It's in the past. It's just a book." No, it's just not a book. It teaches you how to live life. And what we're doing on Thursdays is digging into the Word. And how do I make that real for today in my life? How do I apply it and how do I walk in it?
Right.
That's the difference.
And you don't have to sign up. Just show up.
Yes.
It's at 1250 North Banana River Drive here in Merritt Island, Florida, across from Audubon Elementary School. Just find Lighthouse Christian Church and hit our address and show up.
6:30.
6:30 to 8 o'clock.
Yes.
You know, we usually try to end on time. And just come out and become part of that. Build your strength in the Word of God.
Yes.
Build your strength in the practical application of how to live your life and be a Christian in today's world. Not in the past, but there's a whole nother way that you're going to have to live your life for the King of Kings, you know, Jesus,
yeah.
now than you have in the past.
And so, you meet people that are walking the same way.
Yeah.
And you encourage each other, you hold each other, and you go, "Come on, we can do this. Together, we can do it."
Sure. But it all happens through faith.
Yes.
And believing in God's ability to give you the strength that you need in every situation in life. Because Satan's desire, Martita, is to steal your strength.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about. The world wants to steal your strength. And Satan is the controller of the world system.
That's right.
At this moment.
Yes. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy.
Right.
That is his purpose.
But Jesus has come that we might have life.
That's right.
You know, but Satan is stealing people's strength through sickness. He's stealing people's strength through addiction. We're seeing that is running rampant right now.
Yes.
Depression, even lust. We're seeing all of these things. And, you know, when I think about Satan stealing your strength, and even with lust and depression and sickness, it brings a story from the Bible to mind for me, and that is the story of Samson. And Samson's story is found in Judges 13 through 15, 16.
Yes, that's right an amazing
there.
Story,
it's
man.
An incredible story. Yeah, the book of Judges recounts a number of Samson's great exploits. Do you have a few that you remember?
When he started.
Think about it.
And he's starting. He kills a lion with his bare hands.
Who kills a lion with their bare hands?
Exactly. And I think in the Bible it says that he took his mouth and just split it open. Yeah. Now, just a dog.
Right.
Who can do that to a dog? Their bite in their mouth. You can't do it. A lion with those long teeth.
Right.
And the claws. I mean, and the strength of a lion.
Right.
Alone. So if you look at all of that, it is mind. And one of the things you didn't mention before is fear.
Right. Oh, that's true.
Okay. Fear. Satan controls people through fear. You freeze. So now you see a lion coming at you.
Right.
And he attacks the lion.
He's like, oh, yeah, let's go.
You want to fight?
You and me, lion, let's roll.
Come on.
That's strength, really. That's courage, strength.
Confidence.
Confidence. Yeah, knowing who you are in the Lord. It's like, who
and
are
you,
lion? And
he knew who he was.
Right.
So he stood on that.
You know, at one point, I remember in this story of Samson that he actually lost a bet. He lost a wager, and he had to come up with clothing for 30 people or something like that. And, you know, in his anger, he goes out and he actually kills 30 Philistines, takes their clothes and pays the debt off. You know, he's just like,
my mind can't even comprehend.
You know, this guy was like off the charts strong.
Yes.
And they were constantly, the enemy's constantly trying to steal his strength from him. And at one point, I think they sent the Philistines out to kill him. I think it was like 3,000 people came to attack and kill him. And he grabs the jawbone of a donkey and he kills 1,000 men.
No gun, no knife, no spear.
A piece of a jawbone.
Yes. And he kills him. And now we're talking about an army, which is a trained soldier to kill.
Right.
They're going to come at him with a weapon, and he overtakes everybody.
That's amazing to me. What did that look like? I'd love to be able to do a rewind on that and go back and watch that. That would be like, you know, that'd be like a crazy movie to watch.
Well, the stamina. You have one fight.
How much strength does it take to kill 1,000 people?
Strength, stamina.
Yeah.
That you have to last, the speed, it's just a whole new world.
So, you know, overall, we see Samson having some great victories over the Philistines. And the Philistines are a type and shadow of the enemy, the Satan's camp, or whatever you want to say. But the enemy was always coming for Samson. And they were always trying to get his strength. And his strength would always prevail.
So they're trying to find the key.
Right. So they're trying to find how to unlock his weaknesses.
Exactly.
And that's how the enemy works, isn't it?
Yes.
In our lives.
He wants to watch you and study you to find what is your weakness so he can get to you.
You know, I've seen that happen in, you know, my own life. My weaknesses are going to be different than yours.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to fall for the same things that I might fall for. And I'm not going to fall for the same things you fall for. Those who are listening out there.
Everybody has a different.
The enemy is watching you. He's studying you. He's looking for chinks in your armor. He's looking for cracks. He's looking for weak spots in your life. And that's why we need to be covered in the blood of Jesus. That's why we need to have, you know, God in our life, because he is our strength and he'll renew our strength. But
and that's what it's important not to be alone.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people separate themselves and they go, I don't want to be around people. Now you become a bigger target because you're by yourself. It's like if you look at tigers and lions, when they look for prey, they watch for that one that separates.
The weakened one.
Yeah. Or that walks by themselves because they got no protection.
Right.
And they watch for that to attack.
Yeah. So let's look at how Samson fell for a minute, because he did lose his strength. And I said earlier, there's a lot of different ways that the enemy tries to come at you through sickness, addiction, and even lust.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was one of his weaknesses. That is what got him, because, you know, one day he looked upon and found this Philistine woman named Delilah, and her Philistine compatriots actually persuaded her to use her position with him to learn the secret of his strength.
Yes, it did.
And sure enough, he eventually weakens and tells her that his hair is the key to his strength. And I want to look at this for a second, because I see something that the enemy does here all the time. And it's this. Let me have you read starting in verse 15 for me, and then I want to kind of talk about it.
Okay.
Right?
Then she said to him, "How can you say I love you when your heart is not with me? You have mocked me these three times. I have not told me where your great strength lies." And it came to pass, when she pestered him daily with her words and pressed him so that his soul was vexed to death, that he told her all his heart.
You know, I mean, that's the key. Do you see it right there?
Yes.
So she pestered him daily and wore him out. So Samson, you know, three times before this, he had actually told her something. Oh yeah, if you bind me with a new rope, I won't be able to get free. And then he breaks the new rope, laughs, mm-hmm. and kills everybody. But see, here's the thing. The enemy is actually, listen to this, begging you for your relationship with Jesus. Just as Delilah begged Samson for his weakness, the enemy is begging you to find out what your weakness is. He's saying, come over here, do this, come over, you know, here, drink a little. Next thing you know, you're an alcoholic and you're like, how did I get there? Well, the enemy tricked you. He deceived you and got you to fall victim to that. And through lust, Samson fell victim to Delilah because she kept pestering him and pestering. Finally, he's like, all right, just be quiet. Here's the secret. Now the enemy's got the secret. And he knows what to use against you. And what did they do?
But look at the different things that I see here that it really makes you wonder. Once she did it once, he answered the first time. He lied.
Right.
And so he got out of it. Why wouldn't he stop right there and think, okay, this woman is trying to get my strength. She doesn't love me. She's using me
right.
to get something. So the Philistines will pay her. So even if he didn't know that part, still, she's trying to get him to open up so he can be caught by the Philistines. And he came back to the same thing. So one is, are you that blind? Or two, are you that arrogant that now you walked away from the Lord and you're saying, I'm this person and nothing can be done.
Right.
To take my strength away.
He's like, I don't care if she does know, I'll still have the victory.
Yes.
You know, and he kind of got a little puffed up and built up in himself, thinking he was this great thing when really his strength was coming from the Lord. And when he did finally, well, let's read it.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, you good? Go ahead. All right, well, let's read it. When Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up once more, and he has told me all his heart. So the Philistines came up to her, brought the money in their hand, and she lulled Samson to sleep in her knees, and called for a man, and had him shave off the seven locks of his head. And she began to torment him, and his strength left him. And she said, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. So he awoke from his sleep and said, I will go out as before in all other times and shake myself free. But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. Right? That's a scary phrase right there. And then the Philistines took him, poked out his eyes, and brought him down to Gaza. And they bound him with bronze fetters, and he became a grinder in the prison. And however, the hair of his head began to grow, and after it had grow back after it had been shaven. But look at that. It says he did not know the Lord had departed from him. That cues me in on pride.
Yeah.
For sure.
He was on his own completely. And it showed in here. I mean, this woman, she started to, what was it in here? That she started to
nagging him. She was wearing him out.
Yeah, but then she was abusive once she realized that he didn't have the strength. She had no love for this man at all.
Yeah.
At all. Where is this? I'm trying to find it in here where it says that she was torturing him.
Yeah. She began to torment him and his strength left him.
Oh my gosh. This woman, it's like she was trying to prove. Okay.
Once they shaved his head, she's like, I got you.
Yes. So she was evil from the beginning.
Right.
She totally deceived him. and he fell for it. We need to be alert.
Yeah.
Because is there somebody out there that's trying to deceive you, that is trying to be your friend or pretend or something because they want something? We need to really be connected to the Lord and be led by the Spirit and ask for discernment.
Sure. Because through our weaknesses, many times the enemy will plant people in our lives.
Yes.
And they may not even know they're being used by the enemy.
Exactly.
They're just, you know, crazy wild. I was that guy for a lot of people. I was the party kid, you know, and I took a lot of kids and taught them how to party and showed them how to live their life apart from God and how to do ungodly things in their lives. And, you know, the world is going to beg you for your relationship with Jesus. Delilah begged Samson to just give in to me, just give in to me, just give in to me. Share with me your secret of your strength, and it will reveal your weaknesses. And then they'll use those weaknesses to sell you out.
Yes.
And destroy you. See, the enemy says, do this, and then you do it. And he's like, oh, what'd you do that for, you dummy? You know, and then God is, you know, left to try to get back into your life. So, guys, we just want to encourage you today that strength is real, that the Lord will give you strength to walk upright in this world, but know that there is an enemy. He's come to steal, kill, and destroy, and Jesus has come that you might have life.
Amen. And he gives you chances. Look at this. He gave him three chances first to snap out of it, but he didn't. And finally, the Lord had to go the hard way to wake him up.
Yeah. I don't want to learn my lessons the hard way, Martita.
Me neither.
I want to hear the word of God. I want to know the truth, let the truth set me free, and walk a life of strength in the Lord where the enemy just has no place in me whatsoever.
I want to walk hand in hand with Jesus.
Yeah. It's powerful, isn't it? Well, hey guys, we're going to take a quick break and come back and talk a little bit more about strength.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you.
Joyful. Yeah. Joyful. Today.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is a place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am.
Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for discipleship encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided. Hey everyone, it's Pastor Kevin here. Just wanted to take a moment and invite you to a heaven on earth encounter with Melody Miles on October the 22nd. It's going to be Sunday night at 6:30 p.m. Don't miss this. Diagnosed with a stage 4 cancer diagnosis and given only months to live, Melody has a supernatural encounter with Jesus in heaven where she was healed and given a message for the bride of Christ. So join us Sunday, October the 22nd at 6:30 p.m. and be encountered by heaven. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, we want to say thank you to all of our sponsors who make Turn the Light On possible. Thank you, guys. We really appreciate it. But, Martita, we've been talking today about strength.
Yes.
And how the world is actually trying to steal our strength from us through different aspects. And we've been looking at the life of Samson.
And he's a great example.
He really is. And he's, yeah. He's a cut and dry case.
He's like the superman of this age that we say, you know, and then how he
would have been the comic book guy.
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah, it's good. But he had a love for the things of the world.
Yeah, he did. Especially women. And it blinded him. Let's just be real.
It blinded him.
Yeah.
Not just spiritually, but it physically cost him his eyesight when he finally revealed his secret of his strength.
Yeah.
Delilah set him up. They came in, they poked his eyes out, enslaved him, put him in a grinder. He literally was like just walking in a circle, grinding things. Or
and
whatever.
Blind.
Blind. He couldn't see, but there was still like, we can use his strength for our benefit.
Mm-hmm.
You see that, right?
When oh, yeah.
They made him a grinder. And what part of the grind of the world are you caught in right now?
Oh my gosh,
you know,
that's
what
a
is
big
happening
question.
To you? Is it financial poverty, selfishness? You know, is it addiction? Is it narcissism? Is it where are you at in your walk with the Lord today? That is the question of the day, because we can be blinded. And you know, the bottom line is this: we need to know what the Word of God says.
It is so important. Let's start with Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength.
So amazing scripture.
The first step is stop leaning on your own strength and go into God.
Yeah, because it's through Christ that we find our strength.
So once you are a newborn Christian and you start building that relationship with the Lord, He is our strength.
Yeah.
And one thing we have to really go into is don't do like Samson. Don't lose respect for the Lord.
Yeah.
Don't walk away from Him. Don't walk in pride and arrogance. Humble yourself. Stay attached to that vine.
Yeah.
And walk in Him, and you can do all things.
Yeah, and it's all about having His Word hidden in our hearts. You know, in Psalm 119:28 says, "My soul is weary with sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word." You see, guys, if we'll get the word of God into our hearts and into our lives, and we'll stand on the word in faith, trusting in the Lord to give us his strength, not our own, we can succeed in all that we do for the Lord. And the Lord will see us, and he'll make us a light to this world.
Amen.
We hope you enjoyed the program. Turn that light on, and we'll see you next time here at the program.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.